Well, Tony, not long to go before the window closes now. Is anything else likely to happen, either in or out, between now and 11 o'clock on Tuesday night?
If it is, Rob, it'll be loans. There'll be no permanent deal, I don't think. I think the players that we've targeted, that's gone away. We're fishing in a very, very small pool now, and we're competing with, the clubs like Everton and West Ham. So it's difficult for us in lots of respects. And I don't want to just bring players in for the sake of bringing players in, Rob. If we bring a couple of loans in or a loan in, then I think that will be our business finished.
I just wanted to throw a couple of names at you, not a long list, but Branislav Ivanovic and Callum Wilson were two that you were very strongly linked with in the last few days. What's the strength of those?
Well, Ivanovic most probably because I was at the Chelsea game, but I really went to watch Chelsea to see the Chelsea young players who were given an opportunity and a chance. Loftus-Cheek, Chalobah, and the lad at the big centre half at the back, Zouma, and so we were, or I was there really to have a look at the young lads from Chelsea, and also we'd been told about one or two at Brentford, so and Ivanovic never even played, so that is a definite no. Wilson, I think it was about 10 days ago, I'd hear that he might be available, and what I did the old-fashioned way, I picked the phone up to Eddie and asked him if he was available, and he said no chance. I said thanks very much, and that was that, finished. But seems to have got legs in the press.
So Jake Livermore has come in. Are you happy with that going forward into the rest of the season now with just him?
No, we wanted to bring players in. We wanted to bring three or four players in, and we wanted to give our fringe players, especially the younger ones, the opportunity to go out and play. But it hasn't worked out that way, so we'll just get on with it. And the important thing is now is that the Licos, Sam, Kane and Rag, who have trained with us, the important thing is trying to get them now to get some experience in the Premier League, and that's what we'll try and do over the next 16 games.
And what about matches being played when the window's closing as well?
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's laughable that the people in power have done that. But it's not the first time they've done it. And there's obviously a reason. And I think if you sat down with them and spoke to them, they would give you that reason.